It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025, and nine more days till the big day, right? It was weird. I asked Amy Barney, my guest, Principal Amy Barney from Thunderbolt Middle School, what her favorite genre of music was, and you said anything. And I started playing Halloween music yesterday, so I don't know why I asked you that. Maybe I can find a Halloween song from Luke Combs, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we'll see. Wearing the orange today, I see.
Yes.
You can see what fan I am, right?
Right.
Cardinals. I'm a homer. So who's your favorite team?
Football would be Broncos. I was born there.
And perfect for Halloween,
right?
The Broncos. Orange.
And scary with their record.
You remember the Orange Crush defense with Bill Romanowski?
Oh, yeah.
Those were great teams.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing is they lost a bunch of Super Bowls. Right? They were like rivaling the Bills and the Vikings as far as losses go. And then Elway wins one, and all of a sudden he's the greatest quarterback of all time for a while. Remember that?
No, he was the hero.
Well, and then he dove for that one touchdown against Green Bay, and they spun him in the air. And that's like on every single John Elway highlight reel, right?
Definitely.
He's a big deal in Denver, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So I guess he sells cars or something. Or
yeah, he's got dealerships.
But then he bought part of the team from Pat Bowlen. So, yeah, the Broncos now, Sean Payton. I don't know what to say about Sean Payton as coach. His what do they call that? When they targeted players? You remember that?
Yeah.
The bounty gate.
Right.
When they gave players bounties for taking players out. Mm-hmm. Saints players took other players out. Kurt Warner was one of them. And his my favorite quarterback,
right,
probably of all
hurt
time.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, big time hurt feelings there. Exactly. And you guys just took down the Giants. Amy's a big sports fan, I found out the last time you were on. So now that we know the Dodgers and the Blue Jays are in the World Series, what do you think? I know you're a Cleveland Guardians fan.
Right.
You're not a Rockies fan. Imagine that.
They didn't have baseball when I lived there.
Oh.
They got it after I moved.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Who do you like in the World Series?
Well, I think I'd be in trouble if I didn't say Dodgers around here.
I don't like either team. The Blue Jays don't really bother me. I don't like the Dodgers. I was raised not to like the Dodgers.
I could see that.
But they have a player, Shohei Ohtani, that's...
Yeah, he's amazing.
I think he's like a modern day, he's like a once in a century type player. I'd like to see him play in person.
Right.
But I think you'll see him pitch and do the same thing he's been doing in the playoffs. And for him to break out the way he did with a couple of home runs and then he had a one hitter or something.
Right. On the mound, amazing.
It's insane.
Hitting.
After Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him pitch, he was starting. When they let his pitch count go up to 100, he was still throwing 100 miles per hour in the fourth inning I'm going, right? This guy's a monster.
Yep.
So anyway, I think the Dodgers in five. That's my prediction. I don't want that, but we'll see what happens. I think they're the best team money can buy for sure. And now that, you know, they've got Mookie Betts and everybody's healthy. Freddie Freeman, everyone. So, yeah. And Teoscar Hernandez, probably the best. He's one of the best clutch hitters on the team for sure. So, anyway, we're here to talk about the Lake Havasu Unified School District, Thunderbolt Middle School, of course, and their principal this year. You're not the new principal, though.
New-ish.
New-ish? Well, yes. It's almost a year. When did you take over as principal?
The end of February.
Okay. And what did you come into as far as the office goes? Have you had to straighten anything out, or new policies, procedures?
We've just been working on improving our Tier 1 instruction and making sure our kids are learning.
What does that mean, Tier 1 instruction?
Tier 1
is... for someone who's not in the biz.
It's like the core instruction that every kiddo gets. So just making sure we have solid lessons.
You're one of those people, the kiddos.
Yep.
That's the one word I don't I don't really use, but yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yep.
So we were going to talk about let's talk about Taste of Havasu a little bit later.
Okay.
Because that is tomorrow night, and you're a big part of that as well, which is great timing, by the way. But tell me about the remodel that's been happening at Thunderbolt.
So we're very grateful to the community for sponsoring the bond and providing the funds for it. And we were able to do some necessary upgrades to the building, new paint throughout the interior, minus the classrooms. We're still working on that. New stairs, new cafeteria, new furniture in the cafeteria, which is a lot safer for the kids. There's a lot more room for them to spread out and enjoy themselves during lunch.
How badly was that needed?
They were the original tables from when the school opened in 93.
Oh, my goodness.
That was very badly needed.
Yeah, because they're broken down and
correct.
And, well, spread out, broken down every day.
Yes.
Right. I was in there, 2006, 2007? We had the We the People competition at Thunderbolt back in the day when Margaret Nyberg was still there.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember eating lunch in that cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
So, how many students are at Thunderbolt?
About 750.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, they go on, obviously, to the high school or other schools, maybe TELUS's too.
Right.
But now we're talking about a CTE program.
Yes. We're linked up with our high school CTE. We've always had some CTE offerings that are kind of like pre-CTE. But Marcia Becker had this vision to get kids exposed to more programs, and we're making it a reality where in fourth quarter, we're going to pilot it with our eighth grade teachers. We have four different pathways they can choose, like humanities, where they can learn about early childhood education and nursing. We have our construction trades, where they're going to learn about stagecraft, automotive, and cabinet making. They're going to get these mini lessons where they actually get to create a project that they can take home, and that will give them an idea of what pathway to get into in high school so they can complete the whole pathway and walk away with certifications.
Stagecraft is hugely profitable, by the way. I have a classmate who's probably been doing that very job. There's certain films he'll release the prop that he's been working on for the last 3 months that maybe gets 10 seconds of shot, right?
Uh-huh.
But, he makes very good money. He travels all over for that. I've seen places he stayed in Atlanta and then back on the East Coast as well, the upper, you know, Northeast, and just all over the place. And, we were close friends in high school and still keep in touch on Facebook. But stagecraft, that kind of surprises me.
Yeah, it's hugely popular at the high school.
Well, because I know you could use it here at Grace Arts, for example, but it would seem like it would provide more of an avenue to go to Phoenix or Vegas, especially when you look at Gamage or the Smith Center or any of the hotels in Vegas for sure. So how is that? Who's teaching these classes?
They're going to be taught by our teachers at Thunderbolt, are exploratory teachers, but the high school CTE teachers are helping write the curriculum, so it's a collaborative effort.
Okay. And then, so is this more vocational then? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So career technical education, of course, vocational, but what about the paramedics or law enforcement or something like that? Are they coming into your level as well?
They're doing a mini unit on nursing, which would kind of go with paramedics. Law enforcement, I don't believe, is in this group.
Okay. Nursing as far as just like a BSN?
Like, that would be the ultimate goal, but it's obviously toned down for an eighth grader to be accessible.
Yeah, and that's Bachelor of Science in Nursing for those who don't. Where did you go to school?
I went to Bowling Green State University.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
In Ohio.
Yep.
That's funny. Bob Brenly went there.
Really?
From the, the announcer for the Diamondbacks. Not the play-by-play man, but the color analyst. Yeah.
Awesome.
I believe he either went to OU or Bowling Green, but I remember him talking about that. So, he didn't go to the Ohio State University.
Right.
Where is Bowling Green? In Bowling Green, Ohio?
It is.
Okay.
It's about a half hour south of Toledo.
How big? I knew where it was, but how big of a town is that?
I don't know the town. The college is just under 20,000 when I went there.
How did you get there if you're from Denver?
I was from Denver, moved to Minnesota, then moved to Cleveland.
Interesting. Service related or?
My dad worked for the mining industry, so they move around a lot as
well. Yeah, they do. I've known a few people in the mining industry. So on the remodel itself, where are you at? Where are construction crews at, I should say, in the remodeling of Thunderbolt Middle School?
Oh, we are so grateful. We are in the final touch-up stage. So all of the major stuff is done.
Are those contractors or are they district employees?
They're contractors, so we contracted through Concord, and then they hired out subcontractors in the community.
Okay. And then as far, well, with those areas being under construction or being renovated, where did the students go?
We were so nervous about this, but the contractors were willing to work the swing shift, and our students left everything be, and they were so respectful. It was amazing.
A lot of Visqueen plastic over everything,
A lot
of
plastic, yes.
Wow. That's yeah, that is pretty respectful. So, how is attendance at Thunderbolt doing since the pandemic, for example? 2020, 2021, you had distance learning, hybrid, and that. Did you go through all that too?
We did, yes. This year, attendance is better than last year. So I think every year we're making some improvements. We have a great attendance clerk at Thunderbolt that calls the parents and makes sure kids are coming.
Okay, so I'm coming in cold on this one because I haven't asked you ahead of time. How did the school do with standardized testing?
Standardized testing, we made growth in 3 out of our 4 categories and showed proficiency in the same. So making progress, we still have some room to go that we're working on this year.
The reason I ask is because there was a big state story about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess schools in Chandler and Deer Valley did very, very well. But at the bottom, I'm talking high school districts.
Okay.
At the bottom was Mesa, which is very, I know you would
strange.
Think, what, really? And most of it was English, was 40%, was at like the bottom level of proficiency for high school seniors. And I thought, wow, that's not good. How do you feel about that when it comes to reading English and that sort of thing? They're talking about the third grade level being the benchmark for students need to be able to read, you know, with comprehension by third grade or you're held back.
That's supported by our curriculum. At third grade, it's a big shift. After third grade, we go to reading to learn. So if you don't already know how to read, you're going to struggle.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. And again, we're talking to Amy Barney. She is the principal. The principal is your pal, Jiminy Cricket used to say, right? That's how you spell
Absolutely.
Principal. Not P-L-E, folks. It's Principal, Amy Barney, and she is at Thunderbolt Middle School. Thought I'd play some Halloween music. You know this song? It's the Talking Heads. Halloween.
I don't think so.
Psycho Killer is the name of the song. All right. Back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687 or text us. 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment. David Rose coming in at the bottom of the hour. He's the president of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Oh, boy. I'm getting into conversation with a math teacher here. Not good. No, I'm the guy that usually got the extra credit, right?
Right.
Most of the time. In statistics, yes. Algebra 2, trig, calc.
That's the fun stuff.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
In college?
I actually didn't take it in college.
Oh, you didn't?
I did calculus in high school.
Oh, so you enjoyed math from the teacher's point of view, where you had the teacher's guide.
Right.
You had the right answers. Wow. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by City Maytag. Of course, we're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just meets all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Can you tell I have new glasses? I'm kind of moving in, moving out. The whole
used to it?
Well, yeah. It's a long story. And I fired my eye doctor. But I love my new one. Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state for over 53 years. Springberg Wealth Management. Just found out Brian Springberg will not be here tomorrow, so I'm going to scramble and call an audible and find a suitable substitute. Also, Wanzi Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, where you can get the bomblet. It's like every time I go there now, I get the bomblet. It's a
what is that?
An omelet with chicken fried steak inside. But the best part is, yeah, you get the bomblet and then you have the sides. What do you want on the side? Well, if you get the biscuits and gravy, it's a whole nother breakfast. Just have it packaged and take it home. And A&B Propane, of course. Real people, real service. No hidden fees. No runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com. And there's your killer queen for Halloween. I'm the guy that turned down queen tickets in high school, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Long story. Yeah, mom used to get comps to the Aladdin and... It was a school night, and I had a test the next day, and I'm not really into them. What a moron. Anyway, Amy Barney's our guest principal at Thunderbolt Middle School, and might as well talk about the Taste of Havasu. It's tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah. What time, where, who's there? How'd you get involved with Taste of Havasu, by the way?
I'm the district liaison for the K-12 Foundation, so I'm the one that like helps connect the district with the foundation.
Big words and all, too.
Right?
All right.
So Taste of Havasu's tomorrow. It's at the Rodeo Grounds at Sarah Park. It's from 4:30 to 7. We have all kinds of great local vendors there. You can taste some of the best food around.
Keep going.
There's
who's there?
Okay. Chabon's, College Street, Donut Post, Hangar. The Kingman Regional Medical Center Cafe is there, which I know for a hospital you're not expecting much, but they're amazing. We have Kettle Corn.
No, the hospital. Back up to the hospital a second. Folks, if you haven't just gone in and ordered to the cafeteria, just walk in, not like you're visiting anybody, and just have lunch there. Wow. Great food.
Great food and a great deal. It's not expensive.
Yeah, it's not hospital food, okay?
Right.
You're not getting Jell-O and five-day-old peas. So there you go. Yep. All right, go ahead.
So Mud Shark will be there. We're going to have a hydration station because, you know, if Mud Sharks and College Street are there, you're going to need it. The Foundry, Nautical, Summer Ray is going to have food there.
Nice. Nice. And we determined that this has been going on, what, 19 years?
Yes, this is year 19.
And coincidentally, how long have you been in Havasu?
This is year 19.
19. You have a 12-year-old?
I do.
And you're her principal?
I am. Poor
What's
kid.
That like at night?
Luckily, she hasn't gotten in trouble yet. I did tell her that if she does, she's not going to see me. She's going to see the assistant principal to keep things fair.
Well, the nice part is, though, do you still have to use the attendance line and all of that to report?
I will. Yeah. I want her treated like every other kid. Right.
Does she, you know, having a mom in education as an educator, does she have perfect attendance?
No.
No.
No, we keep her home if she's got a fever.
Has she ever had perfect attendance?
Not even close.
Oh, I did through like 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah, she's never missed more than 4 or 5 days.
My mother was a dog show judge and took me to New York on an assignment.
Oh, okay.
And that was the first time I ever missed school. It was like 2 days or something like that.
She's had to miss. She does
8th grade.
She does competitive sports, so like
nice.
A gymnastics meet or something she'll miss for.
And you're a big sports fan.
Yes.
Of course. So NFL? Who was it, Denver?
Denver.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
I just can't get over that.
I know. I'm sitting with a Raider.
I'm not a Raiders fan.
You're Cardinals.
I'm a homer now.
Cardinals. It was a friend of yours.
Don't curse me with that. No, it was me. I just changed teams.
Day.
Yeah. Well, you had our owner.
We all mature.
Well, it was our owner. You know, Jerry Jones is the new Al Davis, I always say. And Al Davis had called Darius Hayward Bay the greatest receiver he ever saw in the draft. And I'm like, I got to find a new team. This is bad. So, anyway, yeah, Taste at Havasu tomorrow. There's still tickets available, and they're at the door. $30 at the door, right?
$30 at the door, $15 if you're 5 to 12.
Okay. Perfect. And 5 to 12, under 5 can get in, though, of course.
Under 5 is free.
No pets? Doesn't really say.
Don't know the answer to that.
Don't know the answer to that. K-12 foundation-wise, how are things still solid?
Still very solid. This is their only fundraiser, and they're able to support so many programs through it. They do STEM clubs at each school. They honor a teacher of the month at each each site gets a month, and they get honored with all kinds of fun gifts. They recognize the top graduating high school students, and they do a huge teacher appreciation event in the fall.
I love that ceremony. I went one year with the candles. I think they had a teacher that had come back, like a third, fourth grade teacher, and that had come back into this, senior's life to tell the story. I don't know. What is that called?
They've actually changed the process a little bit. It used to be each student got to honor just one teacher, but they've changed it to where each student gets to honor an elementary teacher, a middle school teacher, and a high school teacher. So we get more teachers involved, and it's awesome to see the pathway the kids took.
I think it's interesting the students walk back through the elementary schools that they've gone to. The ones that have been brought up through the system.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty neat. How special is that for those kids in elementary school?
It's super special. They get to see what they could aspire to in the future. And you'll be surprised. There's a lot of tears.
Yeah, I bet there are. So what is that called? It's a night of excellence. Is that it?
Evening of excellence.
Evening of excellence. So you should have called it night, like K-N-I-G-T.
That would be clever.
Right? Can they get, right? Just like Monty Python.
Yep.
So, you already had one. David Rose just walked in, and he left his water here yesterday. I meant to call you and let you know, don't bring water. But now you're going to take two with you. He's hydrated, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right, Amy Barney, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
On Speak Out. Don't take him off just yet. I'm not going to play this during David's segment, of course, but it's Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast.
Oh,
yeah, I don't want to play it during David's segment. That would not. No, my head would explode, or his head would explode, or both, so. Anyway, I loved Iron Maiden when I was growing up, and it's Halloween. We're playing Halloween music. Great. I'm being encouraged by Marissa June. All right. We have David Rose on deck, president of Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. Amy, come back and see us.
Will do.
Without the Denver colors, though. I'm kidding. You're okay.
I'll wear a uniform next time.
I'm not a hater. I like them. They're okay. If they could take down the Chiefs. That would be something.
That would be great.
I don't know about great. It wouldn't be great around here. We have a Chiefs fan here. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out, 928-854-5687. Or text us, 928-727-5566. Steve Harrison, Iron Maiden, right here. Coming up. Welcome back to Speak Out. Little Frankenstein from the world's oddest band, in my opinion. You've heard of the New York Dolls, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They were odd. Just, let's put on some women's clothes and start jamming.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for Halloween, not for the, cross-dressing thing, all right? Just, I don't want to get any nasty grams, anything like that, right? So we got a, we actually have a lot to talk about, even though you were like, what are we going to talk about? Well, yeah. We have stuff to talk about.
We did. So
you were just on Common Ground?
Yes.
How was that weird experience?
It was great. So,
did you get a word in edgewise?
I did.
I bet you did.
A couple. Just a couple.
What was the topic?
Yesterday we talked about AI, and then we had some folks call in.
Really?
People calling in about Trump and the closing the Department of Education. And, yeah, it was very interesting. So.
Were they against it?
Oh, very much. The callers, yes.
See, here's the thing. Back in the Carter era, people were, why are we creating this?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you become so accustomed to government being your nanny.
Correct.
As the nanny state, as far as education goes, that, oh, no, we're scared.
Well, and it just comes, you know, you and I know this. We've had this conversation. It comes back to Trump derangement syndrome.
Right.
Had the Obama administration done this or the Biden administration, they would have been all for it.
So. I'm going to have you jump in on my billboards in a minute. All right? All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, a fantastic view of London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, solar power by Esme Electric. By Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Go to LookyLou'sHavasu.com. You're a big LP guy, right? Music? You like albums?
Yeah.
Not so much anymore?
Yeah, no. Journey. I'm a big Journey guy.
He's got a huge record collection. I'll get all that. It's just paper. Ends up on the floor. There's no room for Paul to roam right here, right?
We need to get you a bigger area. Bigger space.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, he'll give me a bigger space, all right. It'll be my own padded room or something, right? All right, welcome back to the show. David Rose is the president of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. And full transparency, I've endorsed David Rose for Legislative District 30, state representative.
Yes.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I wanted to come out and say why.
Yeah,
okay, because people go, Paul never endorses anybody. Well, you are the only candidate that I know of that I've spoken with that has reached across the aisle.
Yeah.
That had, like, Lisa Roman.
Yeah.
Has you actually agree with things from her, and she agrees with you.
Yeah.
And it's just unheard of, and we need more of that. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We got to get back to being able to govern and, you know, setting aside our differences to do, especially in school districts,
right.
Laying aside our differences to do what's best for kids. That's why we are there. And along with our teachers and staff, doing what's best for those. You know, we're the second largest, besides the hospital, we're the second largest employer in all of the community. And so we need to be able to make sure people are taken care of and having conversations and sitting at the table together to work through things. It's been great.
Well, I have one other reason, too. And it's because you are a school board member.
Right.
You do not have to resign to run.
Correct.
You can actually hold both offices at the same time. Folks, trust me, in Phoenix, that is a huge advantage to have the education slant with you, having that the grounded portion in education. You can be on the education committee.
Correct.
Actually know what you're talking about, know what districts need. That is a big advantage for Havasu.
And, you know, the good thing is, you know, Representative Biasucci has served on the education committee this session. Senator Angus is currently serving and heading up the education committee in the Senate. And so, you know, I've had great conversations with both of them about things that are needed in rural Arizona, and it's been great. So I'm looking forward to getting there and making a difference for education in the entire state.
So let's talk about AI.
Yeah.
Especially the writing aspect of it.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, supposedly there's AI software for professors and teachers.
There's AI software for everything.
Yeah, but supposedly you can determine whether something has been plagiarized using AI. I don't have a problem with that.
Right. It's the AI that uses to plagiarize.
And yes.
So something I presented in our, or at least brought up in the closing of our board meeting last week is we are looking to introduce, there's a committee that's already been put together at the high school for AI. The district will put together a committee to look at introducing AI, what we would call AI labs, into our education. And here's why. We need to teach students about AI. We need to teach them how to create it, the good things of AI and the bad. And that was the whole conversation on AI yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we get into the bad things of AI, like deep fakes and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's dangerous.
It is. But you know, it started with ChatGPT writing everybody's post and comments and text, and you know, and it takes away, you know, the downside to that. It's one thing if you want to write out a story, and then you want to use maybe ChatGPT to run it through to make corrections, or maybe how you could word something a little different. Mm-hmm. But whenever you're using it to write everything out for you, that's where we have a problem. And what happens, the more that we stop utilizing those parts of our brain, those parts of our brains begin to shut down. And you know, I brought up on Common Ground yesterday, we literally are coming into the movie Idiocracy. And
I've been saying that since I hosted this show. And, you don't hear the callers sometimes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And so, but we also can't leave our students behind. It is important that our students understand how to use AI. Nations like China and Japan, they're already doing, they're starting to learn in elementary school. You know, so we can't allow our students to be left behind. And Paul, it's one thing. People fear what they don't understand.
Don't you think I think looking back, I hate to play Monday morning quarterback here, but looking back at the Bush administration, Bush 43,
yeah,
No Child Left Behind, I think it was a huge mistake.
Absolutely it was. No, we have to
hold once I grasped that concept, I said, why? Yeah. And everyone was behind it, like gangbusters.
That was the beginning of the dumbing down of education.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at proficiency ratings, for example, in the state of Arizona, we are ranked in 47th in the nation when it comes to proficiency. And God help us, 49th for student performance now.
Okay.
We are down to 49th. And it's on, you know, it started back then whenever we said, oh, we're just going to pass him on to the next grade. Little, you know, we feel bad for little, you know, little John, and, you know, he's a good kid, and we're, you know, we hope he will do well in the next grade. And we got to knock that off.
Right.
If little John is not ready to go on to the third grade and he's struggling in second grade, he needs to repeat the second grade. Or he needs to do summer school to catch up and then be able to move on.
Wait till he struggles in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just say, well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess you can now. He qualifies for all these benefits.
Right.
And yeah, it's just not good. So How do we fix this?
It starts with accountability. We've got to sit back at the table. Again, the very thing we were just talking about in the beginning of the show is coming together, sitting at the table, laying aside our personal agendas, Democrat, Republican, whatever, and saying, what is best for kids? And this is not what is best. We have, you know, students who are 35% proficiency in reading, writing, and arithmetic. That is not good. They need to be, you know, one of the goals in our district, a lot of our principals said, hey, I want my school to get up to 80% proficient. That's amazing.
Okay.
And someone said, well, why didn't they say 100? Because that is in my opinion, 100% is unattainable, because you will always have students who can't reach the mark or refuse to reach the mark. You know, there's various reasons that play into that. But I think 80% is great. But it starts with accountability. It starts with our state legislation holding accountability to the school districts, the school district, then the governing boards holding accountability to the principals, and the principals and to the superintendent holding accountability to the principals, and then principals holding teachers accountable. You know, it flows downhill, and we got to bring accountability back. We either can continue to make excuses, or we can fix and come up with a solution. And I'm sick of excuses.
Do we come back with AIMS?
AIMS testing, absolutely. I think that's great.
That's what I think.
Yeah, no, yeah. And we get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
1+1.
You either pass AIMS or you don't.
Yeah.
Or you don't get a diploma.
So we really need to sit down and go, where have we gone wrong? When President Bush did the No Child Left Behind, it was the catapult that just was a downhill issue for
Laura,
education.
I think that was Laura's dream or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, still dumbfounds me. But now that we're talking about standardized tests, all right, this is from our partner, Arizona News Radio. I found it.
Okay.
And it's on state news today. I'm just going to indulge me for a second. I'm going to go into reporter mode here. Are Arizona school students making the grade for standardized test performance? The state education department's latest figures say no. Numbers from the spring 2025 assessments show only a 40% passing rate for English.
Yeah.
40% statewide. Even lower for math, 33% passage. Mm-hmm. The scores almost the same as last year. Those are like practically identical. Arizona Education Association President Marisol Garcia blames the state legislature of all people, of all things, for the stagnant numbers. Now, listen to this sound. I'm going to play two sound bites in a row, David.
I think all of us in Arizona know who's responsible for this, and it's really almost always leads back to funding. So if, in fact, there has been a trickle-down to standardized tests, we need to think about what kind of opportunities we are offering our students. It takes funding, and right now our state legislature has been unable to meet the needs of our kids. And we all have a chance to put pressure on our elected officials who are there to represent ourselves, as we voted for them, to do something about our public school funding.
So among the state's largest school districts, Mesa ranked the lowest. That really surprised me, actually.
Yeah.
And they ranked the lowest with a passage rate of 38% in English and 31% in math. But on the higher end, neighboring Chandler scored 58% in English and 53% in math. The Deer Valley District ranked close to that with a 57% ranking for English and half of the students passing math. So I'm not sure where Havasu was in all of this. Do you have those numbers?
For last year, I've not seen those numbers.
Okay, for the spring. This is just out fresh.
Yeah, so, no. We're supposed to be getting those presented to us.
Very interesting.
So here's the deal. You know, I hear they're blaming the state legislation.
Yeah.
And
she's with the teachers' union.
Yeah.
The Education Association.
Right. That it is. Yeah. So here's the deal. I will agree with them on this. Funding, we can do a better job. I think our state ledge has done an amazing job with funding.
Where does more money come from?
But it also comes from bonds and overrides.
Well, I think it also comes from state lands.
And it also comes from the state land trust. So what I want to do when I get to the House is I want to do away with this bonds and overrides. We need to redo the state land trust. And then we need to take Arizona lottery money and put it into K-12 education. If we can do those two things, I've already had this conversation with Congressman Andy Biggs, who's running for governor, who thought it was an amazing idea. Recently had this conversation when I was in Wickenburg last week with Kimberly Yee, who is running for the state superintendent position.
Against Tom Horn.
She goes, oh my gosh, David, that's an amazing idea. I love it. We need to get together and talk. So I'm already selling this because it would help truly fund education in the state of Arizona, because there are districts, you know, we're rural Arizona and Lake Havasu City. If the right people are not behind a bond and override, it's not going to pass.
Okay.
And so I will give the state, union, the teachers association, part of that, but we cannot blame the legislature for poor test scores. Poor performance. That is not there. They're not in the classrooms teaching. They're not the school district governing board.
I was gonna say, who's that on?
It comes back to the governing board. People like me who are sitting at the dais of the school district, holding accountable our superintendent to hold our principals accountable. And that's what our governing board has come together in unity and done. And I believe our district is heading in the right direction.
Okay.
Our new student achievement director, Christy Olson, after the direction of the superintendent and the governing board, got with our principals and said, hey, you're all going to come up with a game plan for your individual school to increase performance.
Here's a thought. All right. Now, 854-5687, 928-854-5687. We have about 5 minutes left if you want to chime in on this conversation. But doing football games, not the play-by-play, but the color announcing and that, and going to these different locations, Phoenix schools, really good participation in the Buckeye Union school district. Very good parental participation is what I'm getting at in Havasu and Mojave County schools. You go to these Phoenix schools, you might have 50 parents show up. The stands at Alhambra, for example, on the visitor side for Havasu, were just as full as the stands for Alhambra.
Wow.
We need more parental
involvement,
absolutely, especially at the high school level.
Yeah, and I've said this before. We need to re-bridge the gap between teachers and parents. And, parents, I want to encourage you, be as involved as you can in your child's education. And part of the frustration, Paul, is in speaking with parents, I'm a parent, is when your child comes to you and says, hey, mom or dad, I need help with this. And then you're like, what in the heck is this? You know,
and you're criticizing, right, what did they do to my, what did they do to your math? And then, then they go on and on.
So that becomes part of the problem.
Right.
So those are things, conversations that we have had diligently in our district, and really sitting down going, okay, how are we teaching our students? How can we help us assist the parents, keep them involved and not frustrated? And so it's not an easy solution. It's not an overnight fix. It is conversations and working together. But that team of parent, teacher, student really is how to best increase your child's performance is to be involved as much as possible. And if you don't understand, I want to encourage you, you need to get on Parent View. And you need to contact your student's teacher and say, hey, my child needs help. He's struggling in this. And unfortunately, I tried to help him, and I don't understand. What can I do to make sure my student is successful in this? Our teachers will respond. If your teacher's not responding, please reach out to the school administrator. Say, hey, you know, I need to talk to Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. This is what's going on. They want you as a parent to be involved.
There's no shame in the game for asking for a tutor, folks.
There's
older high school students that can help your younger student in third, fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah. No, and those are things that we have begun to implement as tutoring. Christy Olson and her team are working with our school administrators to make sure every school has a tutoring program.
Right.
And then there's private tutors available in the, you know, in our community. So we need to just make sure our students are proficient. And then, you know, us as a board working to get things back to the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and making sure also that our curriculum aligns to the state test standards. And that's another thing.
I kind of have a problem with this whole, you know, not the Common Core math. I've probably never even seen a Common Core math problem. Right. I was a very good math student.
Yeah.
What difference does it make how I arrive at the answer as long as I arrive at the correct answer? I have a real problem with that when a teacher says, well, you get an F even though all your answers were correct.
Yeah. No, that's a great question. That's a Christy Olson question, but I do
agree.
Yeah.
No. I should have asked her. I asked her every other tough question.
but no, I agree. We got to help challenge students to be successful. And if there is, you know, my answer to that would be if there is a certain way they're supposed to work out the problem and they're struggling in that, then that needs to be the area that we're making sure they get the help they need to be successful.
Okay. Well, that's a political answer there. Good job.
Well, that's the best I got in there.
What are we looking? We got about a minute left. What are we looking at here with the next governing board meeting? Do you know?
Next meeting, we...
Do you have an agenda?
We are starting the work on that now. We are going to be hopefully be presented with our safety audit. I know that I had also requested an audit of our transportation department. I'm just making sure our buses are up to par. So just, you know, continuing to work through things. We just had our remodel completed at Thunderbolt Middle School. Miss Barney was just here prior to me. Looks amazing. And I want to encourage you to, you know, if you're a parent, go by and look at it. We've heard comments, oh, you know, it looks like a prison. It does not look like a prison.
Did you go to prison or something?
It was painted in school colors. That decision was made not by the governing board, by the school administrative team. It looks amazing. And I'm sorry, but pink and teal are not probably colors. And that's been the color in that middle school since it was built was pink and teal. And so if you think that's what middle schoolers want, you're probably not paying attention. And they are working on things to get on the walls to make it look, you know, exciting for middle schoolers. And so we're very excited for the upgrades happening in the district.
What colors do they want these days? I mean, I've seen some of the Gen Z language out there, but I don't know what favorite colors
are. Well, the colors in the school are red, black, and gray. So.
That's fire. There you go. That's Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
That's fire. David Rose, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it always when you're here. And, hydrate, will you?
Right, yeah. No.
You should see it, folks. How big are those? A liter?
Yes.
Two liters. Well, they're about a quarter drank. Is that the right word? A quarter down each. And, now he's got, what is that called?
Essentia.
There you go. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'll have a final shot on Speak Out. I got to figure out who to get for tomorrow. Brian Springberg's going to be absent. I'll figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's
What about Marissa?
Everyone's clamoring to be on this show. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
For as you are, devil in disguise.
This sounds like your genre, right, for Chuck?
Yeah, it is.
Chuck loves this stuff, the rockabilly, of course. That's Elvis Presley, the one and only, the king of rock and roll, Devil in Disguise. All right, so tomorrow Brian will not be on the show. I'm going to be calling around town, so if you don't answer the phone, that means you're dodging me, and I get that, all right? But Melissa Lucas will be on. Big or Small Save Them All car show is this Saturday, and then we'll have, of course, Coach Thompson on from the Fighting Knights. They're going to Australia Foothills. Big game. I'll be there along with Jim Chaney.
All right. Fire.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.